Hello and welcome to a new episode of Brand Pitch. Today I'm joined by Niels from Be Like. It's a new app which helps people improve their technical skills by comparing it side by side with elite level athletes. So tell me about what Be Like is.
Yeah, so Be Like is a new platform that we started developing as of last year. Although the story is a little bit longer and the run up to actually starting to develop is a little bit longer, but we started developing Be Like as a platform as of the early 2022. And it's our vision and our ambition to allow everybody to learn from the best. So that's the idea that we took, that we left off on. And we are developing an app, a social learning platform where people that are enthusiastic and interested in sports and want to learn more about sports can go on to and learn from inspiring athletes. And we tend to deliver that on a multi-sport base, but we, given the background that we have and including myself, we started off with hockey. So we have a good relationships with our Dutch Hockey Federation. We've got a couple of Dutch internationals there. We also have some overseas players that we work with, and we started off basically working with them, getting inspiring content around the basics of hockey, but also about their lifestyles onto the platform. And people can now go on Be Like, create an account and follow other athletes. And yeah, the whole platform is all around getting better and getting your inspiration.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So you talk about having good links with the Dutch team. How are they getting involved with progressing it?
Yeah, so their involvement is a little bit on and off, in all fairness. So from day one, they were very interested in the project because they liked what we were doing, saying like, all right, we see that there's a need for inspiration, for getting better. And I guess similar to what's happening in the UK, unfortunately, good trainers, good hockey material is not accessible for everyone. If you are born with less talent at an early age, then you might end up not in the first team or the second team with, and that usually has less trainers, or maybe you're born in a certain part of the country or part of the world where unfortunately you don't have the financial resources to participate in hockey or in sports. And that's where we want to tap into with Be Like and just making that available and accessible. It's not as a replacement for trainers, because I think the value of hockey trainers shouldn't be underestimated in the life experience. But we want to support and add to that learning opportunity through the Be Like app, through our platform. And that is particularly what the Federation really, really liked about Be Like, making hockey accessible to a wider audience, but also helping the Federation create heroes out of the boys and girls that are now playing in the first teams, in the national teams. We're coming off the back of an era where we have big household names in the teams, and we're currently going through a phase where we are dealing with a much younger squad. And having this platform and having our support just to build bigger profiles in the sport is ultimately benefiting them as a federation and hockey as a sport as well.
Yeah, that's really good. So are they giving you a lot of access to get in and work with the players? So going in and filming strength and conditioning routines, working with them on the pitch, and stuff like that.
I wish we got that. I have to say, like with anything new in life, like people are a little bit scared at start, and we're also really, really small at the moment. So at the moment, it's just like whatever they already produce, they give that to us, and we put that on the platform as well on behalf of the KNVB, on the Dutch Federation. So at the moment, there's very little bespoke content coming from the Federation that you can't find elsewhere. The only thing that is purely bespoke is that we've identified a set of 50 basic skills within hockey, and we're creating explainers and tutorials and drills for that, and that will be pretty much exclusive in the app.
All right. So you've established this group of basic skills. Yep. Is that going to be working with the national team to coach and deliver and kind of get more eyes onto the app through that method, or is it going to be other trainers that are going to be doing that?
So we're working here. So with the skills and the basics, that is partly done by some of the elite players, but also the majority is being done by coaches that are working for the federation. What is really cool is that within the app, so you can just go and you can find whatever sport you like. You can find content around skill set. So it's just literally becoming a better athlete. Tool set, like what kind of equipment do you need, or what do you need to eat, or how do you prepare for a match? And then we also have content around mindset. But what's really cool is that, especially around the skill set content, we have trainers and elite players demonstrate certain skills and what is in the app, and it's currently in development and there's still a long way to go, but the basics are already working. There's a mirroring feature in there. So the camera actually identifies, based on the professional athlete or the trainer, like what kind of movements they're making, and you can actually videotape yourself and then compare that to what the athletes are doing. So you can see what you're doing and what they're doing, but then the algorithm is also comparing the two videos and giving you a score from 1 to 5 stars at the moment. So very basic, like I said, but it's basically giving you feedback on how well you're performing or executing against a particular trainer, coach, or elite athlete.
Oh, so there's an AI element to the evaluation as well.
Yeah, exactly. So what pretty much all cameras in mobile smartphones can do nowadays is they can identify a sort of stick figure within a body, and we're basically comparing that stick figure to the one that you're uploading yourself and giving a score out of that. What is interesting is that over the course of the next couple of months, we are planning to release additional or newer versions of this mirroring technology, so that it gives you feedback based on pace, on posture, on execution, that kind of stuff. So we're building that all in. Plus, everybody nowadays wants to be a content creator. So we're also giving much more tools for you as a content creator in analyzing the game, in reviewing the game, in providing feedback and that kind of stuff.
That all sounds really interesting. So when you get these people coming in and creating content, what's the incentive around that? Is it just getting your name out there? Is there going to be long-term plans for like monetization strategies or something along those lines?
Yeah, brilliant. No, that's a good question, and one that we got asked a lot, especially when dealing with professional athletes. We're all after building a brand and monetizing that. Maybe just to take it one step back, I think looking at the current landscape and how social media is being used, I think everybody feels that we're not taking the most out of it, that we're not maximizing the potential that social media has. I think especially on a personal level, I think we all feel a bit saturated and a little bit drained at times when you spend loads of time on social media. I'm aware that for some businesses this has been really crucial and really important, but it's actually if you build up a community on, for example, Instagram, it's pretty hard like to properly monetize that. So what you see, and a lot of athletes are doing that as well, is just they're trying to do whatever they can to get their follower count up as high as they can. But that doesn't necessarily mean engagement. But they're basically doing anything that is feeding into the algorithm and conforming the algorithm just to boost their follower base, because that's pretty much the only metric that they're being judged on when they're doing brand partnerships. And then when they are doing brand partnerships, it's very acquisition, conversion driven. So it doesn't necessarily feel that natural. And we feel that we want to change that. And we're talking here about probably like a 2, maybe even 3 year roadmap. But this is my dream and my ambition. With Be Like, because we're so much focusing on allowing people to get better, we don't have an algorithm that is pushing a dopamine trigger to keep people in the app. Actually, what we want is that people open the app and then close the app after a short amount of time again, because we want them to play sports and go out and practice and practice what they're seeing. So we don't want to keep them in the app very long, and like Instagram. So we want to create a business model that is all built around inspiration. So what we hope to create in the future is that athletes who come onto our platform use our platform obviously to share their story, to inspire others, and based on how well they inspire others and engage with others, they basically get rewarded for it. So they get and it's how we want to do it is similar to how Spotify currently rewards music artists, which is a combination of the tracks that they publish and how much they are being played. And we basically want to do something similar there. So the more content you put on the Be Like app and the more engagement you get with that, the bigger the share you get out of our marketing pool. So that way we hope to encourage people just to talk about inspiration again, rather than doing funny TikTok dances to conform to an algorithm. And the other thing that we're planning to implement is that what we're seeing currently on Instagram is that athletes are way bigger than any of the other brands on there or any of the clubs. So for instance, just to make a reference to football, but like if you look at a guy like Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, they're way bigger in terms of their follower base than any of the clubs that they played for combined. And we expect that that's going to happen on Be Like as well. So what we want to do is we want to create a program. It's called endorsement marketing, where athletes can allow brands to use their follower base to surface branded campaigns. So it's not an open ad place, but it's purely on branded campaigns, branded storytelling, and where they can say like, I'll allow certain brands to use my following base, and they make money off that. They get a CPM price for that, and that is hopefully a better situation than what they're in right now on Instagram. Like right now, if I want, I can target all the followers from Lionel Messi and push my product, and Lionel doesn't make anything of that. So we, through that mechanism, like the Spotify model and endorsement marketing, we hope to create two very strong pillars where athletes can actually make money from building a business around inspiration. And we hope that way that we pull the focus again on talking about your sport. We believe that athletes want to play sports. They want to do, they want to be busy with their sports 24/7. And they understand that they need to make money and that the whole sponsorship and branding and everything comes with that. But I think how it's done now on Instagram and TikTok and other social platform, I think there's room for growth there. And if we can get them to the inspiration side and talking about their sports again, and if that's becoming lucrative for them, I think that's interesting for them.
Yeah, that sounds really good. So it almost sounds like you're going to be kind of targeting sales towards brands coming in rather yep. than the way that it's currently kind of fed through social media. So are you going to offer through the app, for lack of better terms, like a Spotify premium where you can opt out of marketing for a small monthly fee?
That's actually a good idea. I'm going to write that down. That's not on our roadmap. Maybe just to pivot it slightly, because you're actually asking like where are our, how is our business model working? What we are saying is like we want to create engagement and going viral around inspiration, and we want to provide that for free. Like I said in the beginning, like unfortunately, if you're born in the wrong place in the world, or maybe that's a bad phrase, and I don't want to put it like that, but if you're less affluent or you have less talent at an early age, then you're less exposed to good trainers and good inspiration, and we want to make that available to everyone. So it doesn't make sense to put a paywall on that, because then we're not delivering against our first promise, which is everybody has the right to learn from the best. However, we are going to work with a premium feature, like so, where you can pay to get certain features within the app. So if you want to be an inspiring content creator yourself within the platform, that is a paid product that you can get. It's $2.99 at the moment that we're thinking about doing. It's not fully live yet, but that's the direction that we're thinking. So $2.99 a month, and then you get additional features that a regular user doesn't get. The regular user does get all the content and access to everything, but if you want to upload your own videos and inspire others and create courses and do stuff that people can replicate, then yeah, you need to be a pro license, as we call it. But I really like your idea about maybe just hiding those ads. What we don't want to have an ad open place. So what we are working with is a partnership structure where we are working with a selected few brands and do branded storytelling with them. And that's the content that we're putting in the app and exposing everybody to. And then the last thing that we want to create is an open marketplace where whether you're a brand or an individual ad lead, you can just create your own web shop within the app and sell trainers or sell clinics or books or whatever you want, but you can basically sell anything you like, which is interesting for athletes as well. And then we will just take a platform fee based on the infrastructure that we have to build for that. So those are the three ways that we're thinking about making money out of this. So premium users through content creation features, a partnership model where we work with select a few brands, and then a marketplace. But the marketplace is going to be far out, far in the future.
Okay, that all sounds really cool. So when you get people coming in and creating this content, how are you going to publish it within the app? How are you going to prioritize what people see?
Yeah, right now it works pretty much similar to any social media platform. So everybody who comes in has their own account. We have four different types of users, so to speak. So we have our players, as we call it, that's entry level user. And then we have our pros. Then we have our heroes. Those are selected by us, elite athletes. And then we have clubs, and that could be either a hockey club or the federation or a brand. Those are all clubs. So that's four categories that we have, but all four of them in the basics work the same. So you can just select your content, upload it similar to TikTok, Instagram, any of those social platforms. And based on who's following you, people will see it. The only difference that we have is that you're also linked as a coach or not a coach to a sport. So if you're a hockey coach, for instance, and I follow hockey, then I occasionally get exposed to you. And we have a stream in there, an inspiration stream that consists of three layers, but and it has a little bit just inspirational content and then explainers, and we have a separate tab for things that you could do, so actually where you can use the mirror technology to replicate, and that's just all being randomized and served out, and pretty similar to how other social media platforms work currently. It's like based on your interest, where the system is making a recommendation on what content we should serve and mix on that. But given that we've just started last year with building the app and we went live in Q4 of last year, it's still there's a lot of content in the app already, but if you really try and do your best, you can hit the boundaries of what you can see and what you can get, and but it will always give you content, so if it will serve new content to you first, but then if you've seen all the new content, then it will say here's some other content and start recommending more or maybe different sports based on your interest.
Once you have people in the app, you're saying you don't want to keep them in the app long term. You want them to go out and try and play sports, do the exercises, use the mirroring stuff.
Yeah, so obviously we want to build long-lasting relationships, right? We want to turn people into recurring users. That's definitely one of our ambitions. But unlike the current social media platforms, we don't want to keep people in for hours and hours and hours. Success for us is much more can we people get in the app? Are we able to inspire them and get them from inspiration to activation? So can we actually get them to maybe replicate some of the moves from Frederick Matla, or we've got Terence Peters, can we get people to copy what they're doing? And then the next step, and that's the last step over time, is if they're doing that and if they're working on a certain skill, can we see and show that people are progressing and developing and getting better? That's where we define success from a user engagement point of view.
Okay, so you get people into the app, they take this inspiration away and you want them to come back. Are you going to not limit, but are you going to feed them shorter content to keep that low in-app time? Or are you going to allow for longer content?
Yeah, so both basically. Obviously, we're living in a world currently where content availability is becoming overwhelmingly amount. Attention spans are getting shorter. So yeah, first intro probably is very, very short, and so we're serving them a lot of short form content. However, we have the ambition that we are going to build a one-stop shop for anything sports. So if you want to watch documentaries or anything, or listen to podcasts about sport, like, it is our dream to ultimately have links to those environments in our app as well. Whether we get all the content on our platform, that's to be decided. But we also don't mind, like, if there's a really, really good documentary about hockey on Amazon Prime, for instance, like, we'd love to just redirect people to that page, like and just create a space within our app and just saying, like, this is a cool documentary, you should see it. Like, we don't own the rights, but you can see it on Amazon and just go out there and see it. So yeah, basically those kind of links that we want to pull in there as well. And we have our own studio, so we create content ourselves. And that's, we do a lot of short form, but we're also doing longer form content, short documentaries, and that kind of stuff. We're working with a couple of athletes towards Paris 2024 and their role and qualification and everything. So yeah, we have longer form content there as well that you can see. So yeah, it's a real mix. The focus point is just the shorter clip, like you doing a drag flick and me then just really looking and rewatching it a few times and then in slow motion. And then, all right, let's give it myself a try, and I'll try it a few times. So that means the app is closed, and then after a while, I feel like I get a grip of it, and then video myself, and then I'm back in the app and just comparing my video to their video and get the score and everything, and then I'm back in the app, and then over time I start to learn more and do other things, or maybe come back to the drag flick and just test it again and see how I've progressed over the last week.
Okay, so you touched on something there that's really interesting. We've obviously mentioned there's the kind of AI comparison stuff.
Yep.
But that going back and looking at how you have progressed with a skill, for example, the drag flick. So you look back maybe 3-4 weeks and you see, oh, when I first did it, I was getting a 2-star rating on the mirroring stuff. I've come back now, I'm getting 3.5 stars. Is there going to be that kind of coaching mentality built into some of the stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, and that's, I think that's what, so we want to inspire people, challenge them to become active, and then educate them to become better. Like, that's the 3-step approach that we have for our users. And not everybody will use the mirroring feature within the app. We expect, especially in hockey, that a younger audience will use it. But what we create over time, if you start to use that mirroring technology a lot of times, is that we call it the time machine, but you create a sort of flow, like a short library of yourself of doing a certain skill. So just like you said, like, you might start off as a 2-star and then you progress over time, but you can watch it, you can watch yourself as well. So it becomes like, and it's all captured within your player passport. But I think it would be really cool just like, I would have loved it if I could rewatch some of my hockey clips at age 10 and compare them to when I was 22 playing Spain, and then all the way up to the end I've played till the age of 27 28, and 34 now, so I consider myself too old to play hockey so not anymore, but I guess that would like, I would have loved that if that would be available, or if that was available at the time, and where I could rewatch some of those clips and progressing from a young player all the way up to a senior level and get better.
So will there be an option for there to be coaches live in the BeLike app? So again, for example, I know Callum Giles is on there as one of your heroes. He runs the Stickwise camps. Would there be an option for people to go in and request his kind of coaching time? So here is me doing a skill. I'm progressing. Can you give me some pointers?
Yeah, we're doing that. We're going to do that something slightly different. Whether it's going to be, so it's on the roadmap, but I don't know exactly when that is coming. It's obviously also depending on development time and development funding that we have. But we are working on a feature which is kind of similar to where you can be the pundit of a clip. It's actually pretty cool, but you're basically looking at someone performing a certain skill, or you're looking at some match action, and you as a user can then review that situation, where you can freeze the footage, you can do lines or arrows or highlight certain areas, and then you can, through a voiceover, you can feedback on it and give your 2 cents of advice on it. That's something that we're building in. So we're working with a couple of sprints, and we've just released like the basics of the app and make sure that it's really, really robust. The next version of the app is going to be all around, like, build around coaches. And it's purely focusing on improving the machine learning mirroring technology, but also allowing coaches just to create closed off environments within the app where they can share certain content that they don't want to share with everybody in the world, or where they can interact with their pupils, like the people that they coach. And then the next phase, the next version of the app, that's all around being the pundit and allowing the ability for you just to freeze certain clips and highlight areas and really just comment and feedback on it. So that's on the roadmap for the next 6 to 9 months.
Oh, excellent. So, I mean, obviously that's, as you say, down the road from where we are now.
Yeah,
but it all sounds like it's progressing in a really interesting direction.
Yeah, it is.
When's it coming to Android?
So we are progressing the app on Apple right now. That's been, I don't know if you know, but that's purely been because Android app or Apple apps are easier to develop than Android, because Androids come in more shapes and sizes than Apple's. The plan is to have those versions, so the features that I've been talking about to you, in the next 6 to 9 months. And in parallel, we want to have an Android version before the summer as well. And that then runs in parallel with what the Apple version has. So there will be a slight delay, because that way you can develop for one platform, filter out the small bugs and issues, and then you can get the other one. If that runs like 2 weeks later, you can get it perfect. So the Android, we want to have it as quickly as possible, because a lot of people have been asking for it. Western Europe, and particularly the Netherlands, is a very Apple dominated market, hence we're comfortable with where we are right now. But we're also talking to people who have great connections in other countries like Spain or India, where and for that you need Android. So it's very much on our wish list, and we're working hard to deliver against that.
And on that, do you need to have the app on your phone to access the content, or can you get it through your website or through a mobile browser?
No, you do need to have the app on the phone. And we don't have an web browser version at this stage. I don't think we would ever will. That's actually a decision that the technology side of Belike is making. I'm not involved with that. So you do need to have the app. What we do occasionally is, especially when we are involved with the content creation and the production of it, we create short clips and promotional materials that we either release on the Belike app, or sometimes we give it to popular hockey Instagram accounts like Hockey Film Pure, that kind of stuff.
Going forward, where do you want Belike to be in 12 months time?
I think in 12 months time, what would be really good progress for us is obviously deliver an Android app and deliver it against our roadmap of what we want to do technologically. From a sportive perspective, we hope to have a strong presence in field hockey in the Netherlands. So currently working with some major Hoofdklasse clubs, with Federation, obviously, and just get loads of as many hockey players on the app from the Dutch market. I think in 12 months' time, it would be really cool if we also dip our toes more in some other hockey markets. England is definitely high on our list. I've played a year in Teddington, so I've got some connections at London Wayfair, so I know a few people in the UK. Obviously, we're working with Callum, well, maybe yourself. So we have a couple of people there. So definitely just touching in a couple of other countries there and just see like what we can, like how we embraced hockey in the Netherlands. Can we do that on a similar scale for other markets? And then also just delivering against our multi-sport promise. So we believe that at every stage of your life, there's a suitable sports. So I used to be a hockey player and a hockey coach myself until I started to become working as a consultant, and then dropped out of hockey, started running anymore a little bit more, now currently playing a lot of padel. I also like going out surfing, kite surfing, that kind of stuff. So I truly believe that at any stage of life, there's a sport that is suitable for you. And yeah, in order to deliver against that promise, like we're looking into some other sports as well. So we're currently working with, because it's the winter season, a lot of winter sports. Padel is a big one. It's an up-and-coming sport in the Netherlands. Fitness is one. And I think for us will be cool just to tap into some urban sports like skateboarding or stuff like that. That will be cool. And I think at some points it's going to be inevitable that we are going to pivot to football as well and get that on the app, because that's just the biggest market in the world that you can find. But for now, for the next 3 months, it's full focus on getting hockey unlocked in the Dutch market.
Yeah, that all sounds really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. It's a little bit daunting sometimes. Like it's not a light challenge. Like it's not. Yeah, we've got big ambitions. We want to build a global platform where everybody can learn. Yeah, it's big ambitions, and obviously a young business. So you're always managing all the complications that come with being a young business and being a startup. That's challenging. Also, what I found personally really, really fun. And we hope to, make a lot of people happy and just make sports more accessible. And then in a few years time, if there's ever a news article out there that's saying that people are playing more sports again, then I know we've played our part and we're happy. But yeah, right now people are actually doing less and less sports. So if we can help turn that around and be like plays a minor part in that, then we're happy.
That all sounds great. So to finish up, what one athlete would you really love to get involved with Be Like?
That's a question that I actually didn't expect, and I should have prepared it a little bit better. Let me think. Yeah, well, there's obviously different levels to it. But I think someone like one name that springs to mind, and it's not a hockey player, actually. But one name that speaks to my mind is like Naomi Osaka, the tennis player. I would find that really, really cool. She's young. She's talented. What I find really strong about her is that she's openly talking about her mental struggles sometimes of being a young individual with loads of demands. And I think that's an area where currently there's within social platform. People don't really talk about that on the mental side of the game, but it's having such an impact on individuals, and I think it's really, really cool how she's open and speaks out about that, and that would be definitely an athlete where I think like, all right, that's like that type of athlete that is open and comfortable and talking about that. I think that could be super, super valuable for especially for everybody to say like, look, it's okay if you have a last day, or it's okay if you put yourself high ambitions and have got high objectives to achieve. It's okay just to be stressed out and struggle with that. Apart from that, she's a terrific tennis player, of course, and she can also tell a lot of people how to become better at tennis. But yeah, I would say Naomi Osaka would be a really, really cool athlete. But yeah, for her to come and join Be Like, I think we're a few years away.
No, that's fantastic. So thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'd once again like to thank Niels for his time. You can find more from Be Like by going to belike.app on social media and on the web. If you have enjoyed listening to the podcast today, please help support the channel by liking and subscribing. Leave a comment below on who you'd like to see appear on Brand Pitch next.
Thank you.